Hey there, it's me. Now, before you say anything, yes, I know it's 3 a.m. I tried to get to voicemail as fast as I could, but if I disturbed your sleep, I'm sorry. I really am. The truth is, the only reason I'm doing this is because I may be just a little drunk. Not enough so that I don't know what I'm doing, but just enough to stop myself from chickening out of leaving you this message. So, if I don't do this now, I never will. To be honest, I was actually planning on talking with you about it tonight. Had my whole speech prepared and everything. I did everything but practice in front of the mirror. But as luck would have it, you were a no-show. Now, I don't blame you, but I won't pretend I didn't put a... It didn't put a little bit of a hitch in my plans. I mean, an evening hearing about Melissa's boyfriend trouble and some grungy bar wasn't exactly what I had in mind. I really just wanted us to spend some time together, but I understand if you had stuff to do. I shouldn't have bet everything on you showing up anyways, which brings us to the reason I'm calling you in the first place. Okay. Here goes. I know you have a crush on me. I've known for about a year now. Well, to tell you the truth, I only had a hunch until Melissa confirmed it to me. Now, I don't want you to be mad at her. I know you made her promise not to tell me. But to be honest, dude, you just weren't very good at hiding it in the first place. I mean, you're always staring at me. Every one of our friends noticed it. The second I have my back turned, your eyes just lock onto me. Sometimes it's my hair. You seem to be a little fixated on it. Sometimes you just stare at any piece of skin I happen to have on to show. I mean, not to have on to show. Just any piece of skin I'm showing. It might be my shoulder, maybe just a wrist or something. Like my collarbone. Or, of course, sometimes you're just staring at my ass. I swear, I can tell your eyes. I can feel them burning holes in my jeans when you do that. People have also told me that you act different around me, too. I don't know, maybe you laugh more, or maybe you just act like an idiot in love. Don't worry, I don't mean idiot in a negative way. It's just that there's this look in your eyes that I can't misinterpret. I see you trying so hard to hide your feelings for me, but still, it's just so obvious. It's been since the beginning. I know me telling you this might embarrass you. In fact, I know you might be terrified at the prospect that I found you out, but the reason I'm calling you is that there's no reason for you to feel that way, and I don't understand how you haven't realized it yet. I won't pretend I felt that way as long as you have. At first, you were just a friend, but when I understood your feelings for me, something changed. I started seeing you differently. I couldn't help but be enamored by your nervousness, and every time I noticed you trying to impress me, my heart just felt, well, warm and lucky. You're an amazing person. You're kind and funny and always so dependable. Knowing that with everyone who surrounds you, I was the one who caught your affection, I felt lucky. I guess. I asked myself, why me? What did I have that made you like me more than other girls? And eventually, that question changed from why me to why not? Why wouldn't I love you? Why hadn't I realized how much you really meant to me up to now? And then I understood that, well, I have a crush on you too. So I started doing everything I could to make you notice it. I stared at you just as you do. I laughed too much at your jokes. I told all of our friends, hoping one of them would betray my secret. I dropped hints everywhere. I thought for sure you'd understand, but somehow you didn't. You just kept on assuming I wouldn't love you back. That you were in the, well, the, you know, friend zone thing or something. So now, I guess I'll just have to stop dropping hints and say it flat out. I like you. A lot. A whole lot, actually. And I want to shout it from every rooftop. I want it to be known. I want to be able to kiss you. I want to feel your arm around me when I feel sad. And I want to put my arms around you when the world becomes too much for you. I want us to make jokes that belong only to us. I want to know that being your girlfriend, I want to know what that feels like. I want to know the taste of your lips, and I want to know how you fuck. There, I said it. I want to stop being your friend and start being your girl. And I want you to be my man. I'm sorry for being so blunt. I know the alcohol is helping me here, and I'll probably be horrified by all I've just told you in the morning. By then, though, it'll be too late for me to take it back. You'll know everything, and I really do think it's better that way. So please talk to me as soon as this recording is over. I need to hear the words I've been waiting for. I don't even ask you to accept my proposal. Maybe I was wrong. Maybe you've gotten over me since. I just need to stop pretending. Well, I guess I should stop talking now before I say too much. I hope you're sleeping well, and I'll talk to you in the morning. Talk to you soon, gorgeous.